All right, it's Dave back with you on 720 WTN. So the Blackhawks' first official home game of the season takes place this Wednesday at the United Center when the Hawks face the Blues right here on 720 WGN. Now, goaltender Scott Darling was the first Blackhawk raised in the Chicago area to win the Stanley Cup and to launch the 2016-17 season. Scott Darling has been kind enough to join us. Welcome in, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Lots of excitement in Chicago, especially this weekend about postseason baseball, but I got to tell you, I am just as excited about Blackhawks hockey this week.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm excited about baseball also, but I'm really looking forward to getting the season started.
Absolutely. Now, you know, while you always want to go far in the postseason, how important has the rest been for the team this offseason to get ready for this year?
Yeah, I think it was, I mean, for myself, you know, I haven't been with the team for, you know, the long, long playoff runs that they've been on. So I think for me it felt long, but for a lot of guys who've been, you know, going that far year after year after year, you know, Marian Hossa has done it, I think, like 7 or 8 years in a row. So I think for guys like that, it was huge just to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit and really be ready for this season.
Yeah, you know, when you think about that, you're really going into late June. Then all of a sudden, it's the convention. Then it's training camp. It's like there's barely enough time to breathe. So, yeah, I'm hoping that there's been some good rest. Now, did having so many participants in the World Cup of Hockey, you think, challenge the development or cohesiveness, you know, to get everyone to gel on all four lines in sync before beginning the season?
I wouldn't say it challenged it. I think, if anything, it was a good opportunity for the new guys or the younger guys in training camp because they got a lot more ice time and a lot more looks.
Sure.
A lot more of an opportunity to showcase their talent. So I think it was a positive for them.
What do you think the World Cup of Hockey did for the sport in general?
You know, I thought it was a success. It was a lot of fun to watch. I watched pretty much every game. It's fun to see your teammates playing against each other. And that Team North America was fun to watch. You know, every game they played was high intensity, really fast hockey, and you know, I thought it was great.
It was fun. It was definitely entertaining, especially when you're hockey hungry all summer long, you know, to watch something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Experts are saying that this year's Hawks defense may be the best in years. Why is that so? What specifically makes them so good?
Well, you know, we have our you know, big three that are back, and then, you know, adding a guy like Brian Campbell is huge for us. That, you know, those are four world-class defensemen, and then they're complemented by a few more great ones like TVR, Michael Roosevelt, and, you know, this young kid, Gustav Forsling's had a great camp, and Michael Kempney coming over from the KHL has looked great too. And not to mention the other guys that, you know, are even in Rockford right now, like Svedberg and Polka, and, you know, we're really deep on defense this year.
It, you know, does the return of Brian Campbell you mentioned, does it give you a little sense of comfort on defense, put you at ease a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, all these guys are great. We're comfortable with everybody, but he is, you know, just a true veteran, you know, as consistent as can be, and he's a great guy, too. I didn't know him that well before this, but, you know, getting to know him over the last month, he's a very welcome addition to this team.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool. Now, talk around the team this preseason has, you know, and I've seen you play on the ice because I've been to a couple preseason games already, and it's always a blast to watch you out there. Alexander Fortin, just how impressive has he been in your eyes early on, and does he have a real chance to make the roster?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a definite surprise, I think, to everybody. I didn't know too much about him coming into camp because he was an invite, but day in and day out, he's played great, and all times he's been in the preseason games. He just has a lot of speed. He makes stuff happen out on the ice, and it's been fun to watch. I'm happy for him. You know, he earned a contract. Being an undrafted guy to do that, that's pretty big.
Yeah, absolutely. Has there been any other big surprises in training camp this year?
I mean, this Gustav Forsling has been, you know, he's looked like a wily NHL defenseman out there to me. He's played great, and he's another guy I didn't know too much about going into camp, but I think he's had a tremendous camp.
Now, you've often included, and we've been talking about this for the last month, and I just think this is just damn cool. You know, you've always included Chicago area iconography on your goalie mask. You know, Michael Jordan, the Blues Brothers, even the Navy Pier Ferris wheel. And the talk, of course, has been about your new gully mask featuring the fake Stan Mikita donut shop from Wayne's World. How did you come up with that? I mean, that's got to be just fun leading into a season, putting that together.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's one of the cool parts about being a goalie is you get to, you know, express yourself a little bit through your, whether it be your helmet or your pads. We get to kind of design all that stuff. So, and like you said, being from Chicago, I try and really, like, bring out the Chicago theme in my paint jobs. And I'm a big movie buff. Like, I love movies. And so I've already done, like, the Blues Brothers and Ferris Bueller's Day Off
and
another mask. And I was trying to think of a good one. And then, you know, Wayne's World was a no-brainer once it popped in my head.
Well, for a guy that's...
The movie and the classic scene of them playing street hockey in their Hawks jerseys, you know. I thought it'd be something that people would like.
Well, it's cool because you're from Chicago, and I think that just makes it so much more iconic because it really represents who you are and where you grew up, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's a huge honor for me to play for my hometown team.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to kind of represent as much as I can.
Now, what are your thoughts on the NHL's push to shrink goalie equipment to make it sleeker, not as bulky, but may not be as protective and ultimately allow more goals due to a lack of padding? Is it better for you? Is it worse for you? Is it better for the game? Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that.
Well, it's definitely not better for goalies. Personally, I don't think it's going to increase scoring. Maybe like one or two extra goals a year per goalie. So maybe, but they're working hard to figure out a way to make the chest protectors protective still, because I mean, these guys can really shoot the puck and their equipment's only getting better. Their sticks are only getting better, which means the shots are only getting harder. So hopefully they can figure out a way that if they're going to shrink it, to keep it safe as well.
Well, yeah. What's the reason behind it then? If it's protective and it does its job, what's the reason of even changing it? What's the excuse behind it?
Well, they want more goals, and they think this is going to bring more goals. But if you talk to goalies, we don't think it's going to do anything, because they've already done this before. A couple years ago, they shrunk the gear, and actually goalies got better. So it didn't really work out in their favor, because we got quicker and just adapted to the new stuff. And I think that's what's going to happen again.
So. Gotcha. So when Scott Darling hits the ice this year, what should fans expect?
Hopefully just see me stopping the puck out there. That's kind of my job. My role in the team is to be the backup goal, be ready to go when Corey needs a break, and just be there for him, you know, let him know that he can have a night off, because I'll still do my job and try and get the team 2 points. So I'm really looking forward to the season, and I can't wait to get started.
Well, very cool. Well, the first game is Wednesday night as the Hawks face the Blues right here on 720 WGN. Scott Darling, thanks, pal. We'll see you on the ice.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be right back.